We've been working on this complaint for quite a number of months now, and very purposely have lined it up to coincide with the publication of a report coming from the EU Parliament, which is off the back of their visit in November 2023. And the idea is to engage the EU Commission and have them get directly involved and apply political pressure on the Irish government to, one, ensure market surveillance in Ireland is effective, because both national bodies and ourselves have been saying for quite some time that it is currently ineffective. And secondly, we would also like the EU Commission to have a say in relation to the current parameters of the redress scheme.
And there was some hope when we did learn initially of the EU Commission getting involved in this, and of course, as you mentioned, their mission. But years are going on and on, and obviously yourself as a homeowner, nobody can wait any longer.
Yeah, that is true. And the, you know, the wheels of politics do turn slowly. But that said, it is our primary objective in terms of the EU engagement to ensure that the next generation, our children and the children of families across the island, are not in the same position that we are in. So it is worth the effort and the time in order to make sure that market surveillance in Ireland is up to scratch, and that products cannot enter the marketplace that are not fit for purpose. So that is our primary. Now, as a secondary, and we're encouraged by what we believe to be the report that is due imminently from the EU Parliament, that it speaks actually in quite a length as to the parameters of the current redress scheme. So equally, we're hoping that there is stipulations within EU human rights regulation, which we feel can be called to play in relation to insisting that the Irish government do adjust the parameters of the existing redress scheme and make sure that everybody that is impacted can avail of it, and that it covers full costs.